Blog Talk Radio.
The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Shabbat shalom, Brother Wiser Young.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got us a good one today, Brother Drew. A lady, Miss Sandra Lee, in Atlanta. She's thirsty for knowledge, but she asked me. She wanted to know the history of the oracles, and I had did this history. I had did this lecture maybe 10 years ago. And then I had did it first with your babies. I had taught this to your babies when them your children was babies. I had taught you. Remember, you used to have me giving them special lessons. And I had taught them about the word majesty. It was two types of majesty. One was called black, and one was called white majesty. And when we study the history of the oracles come out of white magic. See, there's two kinds of magic, black magic, which we hear about 24/7, but nobody never teaches in the school system about white magic. What is white magic? White magic starts with Druidism, and you had to know who the Druids was. And I put it like this, when white magic mixed this seed, conquered black magic, it put old black magic's ass in a spell. And we in this voodoo spell up on the white magic. Now, and it all started with oracles and the worship of their gods. See, white magic believed in gods. The Druids believed in gods. The word God, when we, how we study. See, ain't no problem, ain't no argument, ain't a damn thing, Brother Bruce, because of the way we study. We study with the five W's, who, what, why, where, when, the one H, how, the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic. So when we study like that, it ain't no damn argument about a damn thing. And so when we look up these words and define these words, there are certain words that you have to define because each nation of people has their own language. And we just so happen to be a nation of people that's called by African Americans, and the most simplest name that to call is niggers, because that take in every goddamn thing born over here. We call you what the good white folks call you. They call your ass a nigger. All the niggers that's been over here, we was indoctrinated in a school of thoughts and taught a school of thought up under these oracles, these Delphite oracles. These our oracles that we get off, and I show you the oracles that we up under. But we've been taught up under the oracles of Amen. A-M-M-O-N, Amun. In Amun. It was a place called Amun where they worship Amun, who in the 16th century became Amun Ra. And Amun only means in armor, hidden God. So when you at church and say amen, you don't know a damn thing about this word amen. The last word in your Bible is amen, meaning that it came out of the Amun, amen, which is the same as amen in this language, which came out of the Amenic oracles. The oracles of Amen. And we don't understand a damn thing about this. And you say you read your Bible 23 times in your Bible, you read about oracles. And you read about these oracles, who was and what they believed in a place called Helena, in the land of hell, and it's still there. Hellport is the capital. Hellport was the capital then. Hellport is the capital now. You go there, the people of hell. Hercules. Hercules. You got to know who history you're dealing with. These people was the ancient Obadite people, the serpent people, who read from left to right, everything backwards from us. It's called white magic. And when we go define some words, the first word that you got to understand is, what do backwards mean? Backwards mean opposite teaching from the original teaching. Now, common sense, Brother Drew. We don't have to be no goddamn rocket scientists. Common sense tell us in 2017 that all colored nations of people read and write from right to left. Now, 99.99% of our people that look like me and you was born over here and educated over here, you can't read but one goddamn way, and that's from left to right. Meaning that your ass is backwards. You've been taught backwards, meaning that you opposite. Everything that your good white daddy got a master degrees with a summa cum laude, magna cum laude, it ain't you. It ain't for you. You cannot advance in that system. You can't advance in that system because it wasn't designed for you to advance in it. It was designed to enslave you through mental, which the reptilians was known for, high telepathic people, the ancient reptilians. And there's some ancient reptilians around, they call the blue bloods. If you done studied your history and know your history, you know who the ancient reptilians is. You've seen some of them in one of their greatest ceremonies that they had at the inauguration ceremony with ancient Druid. That's why you had a Scottish rabbi. The Mormon church has Scottish Celtic scars around them. That's why they told you that the rain, when it rained, they God, pleased. That means that they had the power, that they God was pleased with the ceremony because everything was traditional of ancient Druid to they God. And the God is called Odin. Then the dog brings him the message of the rain with the cat, which is familiar spirits. This is old Druidism belief. So they told you on national TV that they God was pleased, that ceremony, over pleased with, because it rained. And the dog brought them the message through the rain to Odin, from Odin. Then they turned around and read a prayer, a Jewish Irish rabbi read a prayer out of the Book of Wisdom, which the Book of Wisdom has done been took out of your King James Bible. Ask yourself a why question. Why was it goddamn took? When was it took out? And where in the fuck is it now? That you don't know a damn thing about it, the Book of Wisdom. But if you had studied, Brother Drew, like we studied, that whole 1 year that we studied and didn't do nothing but study down in the canal, Proverbs, the 8th chapter of Proverbs, is the same goddamn prayer that they wrote, read out of the Book of Wisdom, which you don't know nothing about, but they put it in your Bible and you still don't know a goddamn thing about it. But me and you, Brother Drew, and your children knew about she in the Bible. Tell you who she is at the 8th chapter of Proverbs, and we know that it's 2,200 errors in translation of Hebrew into English, Slavic, and Teutonic, this language that came out of the ancient surface, Lord. We know that he is she in Hebrew, and that's where they got all screwed up. We've been knowing this, but you got Christians now, they don't know nothing about what the hell we talking about. Then they turned around, Brother Drew, and read Psalms 21. Now, Psalms 21 is the same as the 2 Samuel and the 7th, same damn shit. Same words, but it's in the 2nd chapter of Samuel. It's in depth of what the king is going to do. How we get on some three-way stuff? You there, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I don't know what that is, Brother DeWire. I'm sitting there like, I'm looking around.
Off of my phone, a message or something. But let me get back with the story of what happened that made me lose my train of thought. But when we look into the Bible at the Second Samuel, this book starts off with the king. That's how it starts off, Brother Drew. Everybody go get your Bible. You think we lying. Open the book up. We go open up the book and let the Bible do the talking, and our fingers is going to do the walking and the explaining of what the shit they just told you up on the signs and symbols of the ancient serpent, Lord. You can't tell me that, goddamn it, we ain't educated and with the serpent people because we speak in this goddamn language, Brother Drew. That's dead fucking giveaway. We read from left to right the language of the three sixes. The Bible has got 66 books in it, and your number, they say, your teaching is you the six. Well, hell, that's three sixes holding that goddamn book. We know this. You can't argue with us that this ain't a fact. That book started off with the king. Well, let's ask ourselves a question. What called a king in that Bible is called a president right now? We know this for a fact. This is common sense. We ain't no goddamn fools. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out, what I'm saying. Now, the next thing that we look at, Brother Drew, is all kings in the history of kings and up under these oracles of Amon, all the kings of what? With their head on it. They had a coin. Uh-huh. Well, the next day, well, the very next goddamn day, what did they get on national television and say we doing? We are mourning for 100 days President Trump's head on a coin. You can buy it for $10. It's got so much gold in it, but it would be a collector's item that be worth a whole lot more than $10. 30 years, 40, 50 years from there, when me and you be gone, but them grandbabies of yours will be our age. So for that first 100 days, we should know that we made a mistake with them baseball cards and comic books in the 50s. And we had plenty Babe Ruth and Mickey Mouse baseball cards that these white boys was paying $5 and $6 million. We put them on our bicycle with clothespins so we could sound like a Mack truck. We were slowing down driving in the neighborhood.
Right.
On our bicycles and shit. Look how many millions of dollars we done throwed away. Look at all of them comic books that we paid a nickel for. And they got old, you get two for a nickel or three for a nickel when you trade them in to the store. Look how much of them comic books is worth now. So the king, this is how we bust and know what's hell going on. Now, when they went to this church, the oracles of Amon Ra was read to him. They don't do nothing without the oracles. If you had to know the history of how the blue blood works. Now, for you to understand what the blue blood is, Reptilican and all of y'all that, most black folks didn't even look at the inauguration because I asked them this in church and most of them didn't even look. The way you can recognize a pure blood reptilian is that the young ones have blonde hair, blonde shiny hair, keen features, and milky white skin. The old reptilian, he got old wrinkled skin, milky white skin with psoriasis on it. Most of them have psoriasis. Those, you know what psoriasis is, and they look like they got freckles on them, and their hair is like a silvery gray. This is the purebred. This is that purebred Germanic race of people. That's the purebred reptilian. And if you notice all the rulers in all the Germanic race of people, they have their own, what? Blue bloods. They rule the nation as we speak. Russia, Germany, England, Scotland, all of those places. Look at the people that rule. They fit the goddamn description. See, they gave us a Bible and a book that gave out descriptions of what the hell to look for. We just been reading the Bible wrong because we've been put up under voodoo. See, and it's them between voodoo and hoodoo. See, hoodoo was the teaching of Yahwehism. Voodoo is the teaching of Hinduism. And that came at a certain timeline, a period of time, of the people that's across the water. That ain't the people, that ain't us, Brother Drew, that came from the West. See, the East came over here and brought all of this bullshit with them and conquered our people and gave us this bullshit in their school system, gave our school of thoughts and genocide us. We already know what the hell they did for. But the way we can get out of genocism is with them 5 W's and 1 H and 3 R's. When we put that on that ass and go in a chronological order and use ethnology, meaning we use their dictionary and what they say these words is, define these words that we read it, then we don't make no mistake with a damn. Ain't no goddamn argument. You know, and it goddamn sure ain't no goddamn opinion. See, I don't base my knowledge on fucking opinions. My daddy told me about how you make an ass out of yourself on opinion. I base my knowledge on what these motherfucking Jews done wrote they goddamn cousins. That's what I go by. We didn't write the shit. The Zionist Jew wrote the shit about their cousins. And we can prove that's a goddamn fact, what they wrote about their cousins and how their cousins was going to incriminate your ass and that it'd be a nation of people at a certain time period, and this is the time period where your ass would think that you was Magog. To the point if they ask you what your name is, you tell them you're a black Gentile and you're the master. Give them the master's name. Well, we don't have to look for them goddamn people, Brother True. All we got to do is go out in the street and ask them, are you a Christian? Is you a black Gentile? What's your name? What they going to tell us, Brother True? So
yep.
It's people walking goddamn around about what the Bible said that was going to be walking around. It's people. And then it was people they say that would be in that situation that would come out of her and they wouldn't be talking to, well, hell, I'm looking at Brother Drew, came of X. X means hell is unknown. Shit, that shit that they done taught him is unknown to him.
Yeah,
see, the people that came out
of
that bullshit changed their name.
Yeah,
everybody came out of that bullshit. I done went through 5 different name changes. When I was a Hebrew Israelite, I was Dawid. When I was with the Nation of Islam, I was Daoud. And every damn last one of them, I've been in the priesthood. I ain't been the member. I've been the teacher in every goddamn one of them damn organizations. When I was with the Buddha, when I was with the Tao, when I was with Yin and Yang, Confucius, I ain't goddamn going there as a student. They took me in as a goddamn priest. When I met Jeremiah, he didn't say that. He said, be my sister, me ma'am. He didn't ask me to be no member.
Brother,
when I met Elisha with the Hebrew Israelites, he told me in code, come speak at our conventions. As the master teacher, he ain't asked us, goddamn it, who when we went up there, and our name was different in each camp until I chose the name of Dawaya Zakaria. so you will know who I am. The Y in our language means the beloved. Zakaya means who didn't forget Yah, meaning I didn't forget the teaching that was the original teaching. And that wasn't by no God. Those were some laws. Shit.
Brother Waters.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I actually had a Drew X Yasha run. I kept the X just to keep up, you know, just to show a timeline how it changed. But the last name I attached to that,
right.
Yeah, there's the Yasha run on the
right.
Last name of it. They know where
I'm at. Yeah, see, you got all of them name changes I went through. I went through learning knowledge. As I progressed right on through them knowledge, I changed my name. I go back, Brother Drew, I got over 503 subject tablets wrote with nothing but history. I go back and read shit that I wrote in 98. I let Cole read some shit that I say, Cole, look at how I say I was getting on target, but look how goddamn far off base. I saw the target, but I was missing the damn target. The bullets I was shooting, they were missing because they wasn't the truth. I had to keep on searching for the truth. And if you keep on traveling, you finally bump into the truth where you come to a point where you break this shit down just like I'm breaking it down, and it ain't no organ, and it ain't no damn conversation. Now, a lot of people, most people don't even know what oracles is. In white magic, and that's another thing, the oracles got over into Yehuda when they became Yasharal. See, he first was a Yehuda, meaning that it was just one tribe named Judah. And out of Judah came Yasharal. You call it Israel. But that shit didn't happen. That didn't happen, Brother Drew, until the days of King Solomon, when they worshiped all of the gods of Isaac, Ra, and their god was El. And they became the Israelites. That's who they became, these people known as the Israelites. And the Israelites had 20 kings, and the Yehudas, Judah, had 19 kings. And they tell you this story in the Old Testament, but they don't explain it to you like this. But when we go in a chronological order, it's always a what? It's a number one. Out of number one came number two. Out of number two came number three. And when we go in a chronological order, we can see what came out and get a better picture. Oh, two tribes. There ain't no goddamn argument. We walking straight down the line. Yehuda taught Yahwehism, what is known as Yahwehism. When they become Israel, they taught Hinduism. So Hinduism was given by the children of Shem, because that Hinduism came out of what hemisphere? The Eastern Hemisphere. That's where Shem's people was. Shem lived longer than any one of those three children. They started the religion at 4000 B.C. when they became so corrupt with worshiping gods, and they got 330,000 different gods. They became a religion known as Hinduism, which was totally against Yahwehism. So the fight ain't never been from the beginning was Yahwehism versus Hinduism. And that came at 4000 B.C. when the same shit got completely corrupted, because they was worshiping 330,000 different gods at that period in time in history. And we can see where the original teaching got turned into Hinduism. And all religion, as we see, came out of Hinduism. How can we tell that? Well, show me what Hinduism believe in that every religion on earth don't believe in. Yeah, man, got a damn thing. But you first had to know what Hinduism is, and somebody done taught you that don't believe nothing that other gods say about themselves. Only believe what's written in the 1881 Revised Bible, and that's the only God that you need to know is Jesus. Somebody done taught you that. When somebody taught you that, you became a zip goddamn fool, because Jesus came out of something. And that religion, your Bible is the 27th edition of a revised version, and your religion is the 27th breakaway from the days of medieval, when the medieval time period was from 4 BC to 15th century. This is the medieval time of the church. This is when the church was being reformed and going off into white magic and mixing white magic with black magic, meaning mixing some of Yahweh's teaching with the black magic. It just got completely out, lost, but the Zionist Jews hid it. They hid it, and they call these things the lodges that they hid the truth in, the Essens, the Zionists, the Zealots, was called different clan. They were sects. They would call themselves sects. They call themselves this, but they teach it. You go by the teaching. That's the reason, Brother Drew, you and I know that, hell, the Jesus Christ of the Bible, the one that's in the Bible, the Jesus of Nazareth's teaching is different from the Jesus of Christ's teaching. And Nazarene is a title because that was one of the sects that was fanatical in the teaching of Yah. People say you can't do these people here gone crazy. You can't eat no pork, you can't eat this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you got to be in on a certain time, and this. These people are fanatic. This man in the Bible named Jesus the Nazarene, he came from that sect. But this man named Jesus Christ said that you live under grace from these laws and that you can eat any of these foods that you want to eat. Now, that teaching of Jesus Christ came out of Krishna, because we can trace the history where the teaching of Jesus Christ, which is called a New Testament, it was a New Testament to who? To what? These backwards race of people. And see, the oracles is awesome, the teaching of the oracles, because the oracles deals with signs, symbols, and numbers, Brother Drew. And this is strict white magic. This is what the Druids believed. Now, I have to give them credit for one thing. They knew the same thing that we knew when it comes to the stars and the people's traveling here back and forth from space. This used to be just like, you know, everything we see in the movies, they call it science fiction. Well, science fiction ain't no goddamn science fiction if you know the story. If you know the story, not the story that the Zionists tell about how they was in communication with all the certain stars and planets. We live in the 12th galaxy. Other people from the other, they show you this in Star Wars, the Jedi, all them movies, them crazy-ass looking people that was, hell, they was here. They've been here on Earth, and they bred with the people down here that came out of the northern hemisphere, out of the Caucasus Mountain. This is where they failed. When the Martians fell, the reptilian people fell 50,000 years ago. That's what the Jews said. No, I didn't say it. I mean, that's what they teach in their books. And here's what I know for a fact, Brother Drew, what they say. They ain't told no goddamn lie about their cousin. That's why their cousin tried to kill their goddamn ass off. See, the Yehudas used to be the biggest tribe out of all of those 12 tribes. And shit, right now, they the smallest, because what? They done got killed off. Bahu, the Germanic race of people. The last big killing was with Hitler. But if you can go back in England when they was killing them, and they all you had to do is trace the history of called Jews and Gypsies. That's all. The Bible called them the Samaritans and the Jews. Jesus was very clear about his first order he gave his disciples in the 10th chapter of Luke. There he said, the disciples say, who should we preach your message to, Jesus? He said, don't go in the ways of the Gentiles, and don't go to no cities where a Samaritan is. That's a Jew. So that's what you call a Jew at this time. And he told you, don't fuck with these people. And look who you done fuck with. Now, this man, Jesus the Nazarene, told you ass this. Jesus Christ told you to love this enemy, this Gentile, as you love yourself. Pray for those despicable you. Servants, obey your master. This is what this Jesus Christ taught you, but not this Jesus of Nazareth. And to know that Jesus Christ ain't Jesus the Nazareth, and his name goddamn sure wasn't Yahshua, they don't have the same school of thoughts, Brother Drew, because Yahshua, he went by the law. Jesus Christ don't go by the law, so how can they be the same? They ain't the same. Them two names, you can't associate them two names with each other because they don't mix the practice. Now, Jesus Christ, we can take where Christ came from Krishna, and then Jesus Christ is a version of Jesus Krishna. And Jesus Krishna is what? Is a Latino, is Latin. That's the first Christian God. And their Bible is called the Vulgate. And they didn't call it Christianity. They call it Christendom, Christianity, into the 15th century of the Reformation of the Church during the medieval time. This is the last period in the medieval time was in the 15th century. That's when 1523, what happened? The Jays came into existence. Jesus came into existence with a Bible called the Tyndale Bible, 1523. William Shakespeare Tyndale wrote that Bible. And he got strangled and then burned. And then Hoss dug his ass back up, which is Calvinism. When the church went through Calvinism, John Calvin and Hoss dug his ass back up, retried him, Brother Drew, and burned his ass again and reburied him. That's how crazy these goddamn white folks is. Man, already dead. They're dead 3 centuries, and they retried. They found some bullshit he had done. They felt like he should be killed again. These motherfuckers is crazy, man. But it got interesting history on it. But there was three main oracles. Back in when the oracles was, you go to the Bible, you go to Amos 9, 7, 9, 26, and 30 times in the Bible, you see the word oracles. And because we study like the white man done taught us to study, there ain't no nigga preachers going to say, what is the oracles, where did they come from, and that. So, give you an idea about the oracles and they out of logic is Apollo, the god Apollo, spoke at Delphi. Zeus at Dodona and Ammon at Amen, which is Amen. Zeus is the same as Jesus. So out of the Amen oracles and the Zeus oracle, Christianity, what was called Christon, was born. Now, here's another thing, Brother Drew. It ain't no argument. It's a goddamn fact. The head of the Christian church, his name the present day one is a Jesuit. He's the first Jesuit priest that became the priest over Christone. His name is George Bergoglio, and he's the first Jesuit pope given this title. Now, the high priest, he ain't called no pope. His title is Promus Maximus. Jock brother that took over, and he took over, he took St. Francis, so he came out of the St. Francis sect, he's saying. He took over the title as the pope. He lost the title as pope, and he became the Promus Maximus, the chief pope. That's his title, Promus Maximus. Well, when we go back and look at Constantine, where Christianity came out of, he was the last to the Promus Maximus, called Promus, which was the religion was called Mithraism. So Christone, which later became Christianity, is nothing but Mithraism. The whole teaching is Mithraism, the signs, the symbols, the color. When you graduate from college, your color around your neck, if you come from theology, is red. The church is red. Their colors is red. And these people go up on the signs and symbols and the number 36s. Their color is red, white, and blue. That's the color of the ancient serpent, large people. And they tell you quick that the teaching of Jesus is wrote in red. That's the one that's in the Bible. Jesus the Nazarene. It's wrote in red. They tell you that the color of the devil is red and the color of Christianity is red. So we know where the devil's teaching is in the church. If we go back into Revelation, the last page on the Bible, one time that Jesus testified, he testified to the churches and said that he was the root and seed of David and the offspring of David. Well, you've been teaching that he's somebody, the Joseph child. Why in the hell is he up here saying that he testifying to the churches? He didn't say he's testifying to the people. He said to the churches. They got this shit in codes, Brother Drew, that we done picked the codes out. We done picked the codes out. You can't code us down when the story is in the book. You just had to know how the story goes. And the only way you know how to know how the story goes is you had to know a whole lot of bullshit, white magic. Uh-huh. You see, and not be put in the spell of white magic. And had to understand about the oracles. The one at Delphi was an old white girl. She was put in a trance and she could speak. And see, the only thing that the oracles were, Brother Drew, were people that could recite the old ancient Druid language where certain shit was, what they call prophecy, was wrote down in it. And it wasn't nothing but them repeating themselves. That's the reason history repeats itself, is because the people never learn a goddamn thing. They do the same thing over and over and over, especially this nation of people, of how they was killing themselves. It tells you at Leviticus, the 11th chapter of Leviticus, that if you ate the food of the gods, you become a beast of the field. As it's very clear in the 11th chapter, it tells you that if you ate the foods of the gods, what the gods eat, the people that believe in gods, then you will become obese and a beast of the field. Well, look at all the goddamn people right now. Every motherfucker in America is what? Obese. The babies is obese to a standpoint where it's so noticeable that they look like the old ancient people, that we have pictures of them old ancient people that came out and had mixed their seed with the reptilians that came out of the Caucasus Mountain with the subhumans. See, the subhumans went through many different changes. Eves, elves, gargolians, half man, half horse, Beelzebub, that's what they called Jesus, the goat, and all the old things. There ain't no damn science fiction. This is evolution. This is how these people evolved. This is their story that they tell on them, you know, and I know they done trained. They good niggas. Oh, no, we the same. We came from the same stock. We came up. It's a difference between a human being, that's a person of color, and a subhuman. That's what the Jews call the albino man. You don't have no pigmentation in the skin. Common sense should tell you that he ain't like you. He ain't the same as you. His thinking ain't you. He's been breded and inbred, and that's what Germanic read, to the point in 2017 that instead of killing your ass with looking up on the white woman's dress hanging out on the clothesline, he'll sit in his living room and watch you fuck him on national TV and got right all off in her mouth and everything. He's watching it on TV in 2017. You on TV. All you have to do is go buy some DVD. Old pimp, Brother Drew, asked me, say, Deed, have you seen the latest pornography? I said, man, you know, I don't mess with no goddamn pornography. He said, Neat, it's knowledge in it. He said, man, you need to look at some of that, the pornography of today, how different it was back in the day. He said, me, look at it. He said, and he gave me one, Brother Drew. I say, boy, I thought I was a hip old pimp. Brother, these not soul sisters, see, a soul sister and a soul brother got pimped out. A soul sister was pimped to be a prostitute. And she called herself a soul sister. These guys, and we call ourselves soul brothers, that was pimp, that was super fly. But these people that call themselves bitches and hoes and they're a mate, these men that don't call themselves sober, call themselves dogs and fools. Brother, today's pornographer, Brother Drew, I was sitting there with my, I said, what in the fuck has the world, I thought I was hip. I wasn't hip about shit. That's what's out here now, Brother Drew. And I was right. An old goddamn pimp. The prostitutes back in the days wouldn't do none of this shit that these bitches and hoes do. Because I know the hoes, the prostitutes that did tapes. Hell, I had some of those tapes. I had books and shit of the prostitutes back in that day and time. But these motherfuckers that call themselves bitches and hoes, brother, they do some freaky shit down the... That a freaking nigga got there.
Ain't never, can't keep, they can't keep up with that, huh, brother?
I'm telling you, man, I was sitting there, I was amazed, Brother Drew, as I looked at that shit. And then a dude give me a book. I got the book here. He said, Meet, you know anything about this knowledge here? I looked at that book. They got sex tools and all of that stuff. I said, man, this shit here, where did this shit go? He said, man, wake up, Meat. He said, this is the modern day world. I said, Meat, sleep. We sleep, Brother Drew, to what's really happening out here. All because of these oracles. What oracles are you up under? And see, We up under the oracle of a savage, barbaric tribe. These was the only people that believed in the oracles. These was the only people that believed in the way of life that we have here in a place called America. We speak their language. We are taught at what age? Mine, 6 years old. The grandbabies, 3 years old. They start teaching you and educating you. I say inducting you, just like they do in the military. They induct you into their rules and regulation and their system. See, everything is a system. And what system have we been put up? This is why, Brother Drew, ask ourselves a question. Common sense tell you. If we've been taught backwards, Brother Drew, then what the hell are we? We backwards.
Backwards. Yeah, we backwards.
Right. You've been taught black backwards, meaning opposite of what you believe in. Why? Because of the color of your skin. What you've been taught came out of white magic. But you was black magic. And see, old black magic got conquered by white magic, and white magic put his ass in a spell. They made a song, old black magic put you in a spell. Old black magic, can you read so well? And see, I got to go back and pull that song up. My mama used to sing that damn song to me all the damn time. I'm going to go through this sheet music she gave me and see if that's in there. If not, I want to see what the words was to that song, because the words got a hell of a meaning. See, well, we know for a fact black magic done been put in a spell by white magic up under their belief. And the signs and symbols of these people, they don't goddamn hide them. They under the signs and symbols of the Great Seal of the United States, double-head eagle. They logo is the double-head eagle. Their color is red, white, and blue. And they signs and symbols and numbers is 3 6s. And the language equals 3 6s. And how you know it come out of the surface, Lord, because this is the only language that has a J in it. No other languages have a J. The J will either be an I or H. The 10th sign and symbol in any language would be I or H until 1523 when the J came. A J is a cobra standing on its hind legs. That's how a cobra looks. These signs and symbols is made with a compass and a square. Our creator told us that a compass and a square was supposed to be used for building, not for a language. A compass and a square is a geometric instrument for building. It's the first, if you ain't got these two tools, you can't build shit. And out of that compass and square came the inside caliber, outside caliber, and all other instruments. But the first instrument is a compass and a square. And that was a knowledge to the compass and the square. Your body was a compass and a square. And the only way you could square yourself up and balance yourself, you had to use a compass and a square, 360 degrees. Wasn't no language supposed to be out of this, because everybody spoke one language, Brother Drew. Everybody spoke one language, and we was read from right to left. But when they created this language through intermat, then here come the left to right. So we can see where the teaching changed from Yahwehism to Hinduism over in the East. In the southern hemisphere, eastern hemisphere, and the northern hemisphere. This is when the northern hemisphere became subhumans and conquered the southern hemisphere first, and then that's the land of Ham, you call it Africa now, and then they conquered the people that live in what you call India now, Shem's people. And Shem people, when they conquered them, went stone crazy and started worshiping the gods. And this is where the first religion start. And all religions came out of Hinduism. When we study the history, it's very simple now, is because we're studying in a chronological order. And so you can't bullshit us about where it come out of, because when we trace the history of the serpent people, then their first kingdom was where? Babylon. What was the next kingdom? Assyria, Syria, Persia, Greek, Rome, America. This is when you trace the history of the double-headed eagle people. When he got up to over here to the 15th century, he was no longer Magog, which is in your Bible and your Quran, these books. His name is Anglo-Saxon. And then May the 1st, 1776, he changed his name from Anglo-Saxon to American. And the first American was John Hancock, because with the Constitution, the preamble, and the Bill of Rights that these 72 Masons had wrote and signed and bullshitted the people and put the people up under, what's known as the Federalists, when they put you up under their schools of thought and their system, then they had committed treason. So they waited. See who would be the first. And John Hancock said, I'm the dick. I'll be the first one. And everybody waited 3 months to see was Conrad going to come over here and kill him, hang his butt for treason. Because when they did that, it was treason against the king. Now the people in the South, who is known as the Duncan Masons, they were loyalists to England. The people in the North, who is the Scottish Rite Masons and won the war, that's why you got their Great Seal and not York Rite Masons' Great Seal. And they was the Republicans. They was the ones that went against the king. That's the reason Cornwall came in from the South. All the South was loyal, which was the Democrats. Just like it is now, brother. They was Democrats. I mean, the niggas and slave masters was the Democrats. They was the loyalists. The only thing that the Republican made a mistake back in 1776, man, you can go back and see by tracing their history, is when they won the war, they should have kicked the damn Democratic loyalists' ass and make them go back to England, and they didn't. They let them get companies here, and it took them till 2000 to gain power back. That old saying, the South shall rise again. Well, the South rose again through the Democratic Party up until it become a mob form of government. And when it become a mob form of government, the feds, who was the original people back in 1776, is going to step in right now and take over running the United States as America, as one centralized government, take away the Constitution. See, the only way you got a political party in the states is that you got a Constitution. Each state has their own Constitution. Well, they got all political parties is in the states, more than Democrat and Republican, they the two majors. But we go back in the first history of it, the reason that the Federalists broke away from the, and they became Democrat and Republican, they was once together, then they split. Well, then you see a group of a political party come up called anti-Masons. They was against the Masons, where they accused the Federalists of being damn Masons. And you can see, you trace their history, they put their man up there to running for president, and he never did make it. But they was against. Well, they could see this takeover between the Democratic and the Republican was nothing but Masons. Duncan Masons versus the Scottish Rite Masons, the Southern Masons against the Northern Masons. So we got all of this history now, Brother Drew. It's wrote down. So I want to just test down on the oracles, because we didn't believe in oracles. These oracles is tied to what happened to us through white magic, Druidism, which is Christianity. so this is what we know for a fact right now. It ain't no damn argument. It's just that I know how to tell the story. You know, and we got the story. Yeah, and see, this is a story that's been brought over here. This is a story that's going on, and this is a fact. This ain't no bullshit. That's right. Documentation beats bullshit ass conversation. This is that old TV story. This is your story. This is your life. As the world turned, shit. I got to get all them old soap. I used to have that. Whereas this is your life as the world turns, shit. But Brother Drew, I see that big clock on the wall. So I hope you got a little knowledge out of the oracles and what happened in the inauguration. And we was up under the ancient serpent lodge all the way down to the numbering system. But I hope you got something out of that. And
oh, yeah.
And the listening audience going to have a better understanding of who Amen is and why the church say Amen. We up under the oracles of Amen and Zeus, which is Jesus. Those two oracles is what we're up under as we speak right now. Shema Shiva Abadah, Yah Abanyah, Ika, Kamadiyah. Until next week.
All right, peace.